Welcome to Apple at Work, podcast all about the intersection of Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host. This week on the show, we have first-time guest Marcelo Barros from Hacker Rangers. Marcelo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bradley. Nice to meet you. I'm very pleased to be here with you.
We're excited to have you. It's certainly October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and it's, you know, although we, you know, the industry kind of really talks about it a lot in October, it's something that you really should be thinking about every day of the year. Sure. So you're with Hacker Rangers. Can you give us a high level of what you all do?
Oh, yes, perfectly. We are a company that has a platform that is 100% gamified. We use a mechanism from gamification to make this awareness training more fun, more engaging. So the idea is to have our end user, for example, from the companies that hire us, enjoying a season in Hacker Rangers where they can play, watching the courses. All of them are nano-learning based, so they're not so long and boring. And also, there is a lot of activities during that season. We can establish quizzes. We can establish for them challenges. We have a special channel for them to connect it with the cybersecurity team as well in terms of cybersecurity attitudes. This is pretty new. It's a place that you can start to track good behaviors in cyber. You know, at the end of a season, they have a lot of fun because they will see who is in the first, second, and third place in the ranking. And from that, they have recognitions, rewards, and so on. So as soon as we conclude a season, normally they have 3 months, we have a 1 month stop it to understand what did good and what did wrong. And we framed this with different content for more 3 months. So in this way, in 1 year, for example, they have 3 seasons and a lot of content, a lot of recognitions and engagement as well.
Yeah, I think people, you think about cybersecurity, it's not, you know, there's an importance to it from just protecting data, and we'll dive into that in a bit, but just even from a compliance standpoint, mm-hmm. you really have to do these. As a company grows and it seeks yes. various, you know, technical compliances, your employees must complete this training. And it's not just for the IT team. It's really everybody. It's as much not for the IT team as it's everybody in the company. Everybody has to be thinking about security. You think about the at level of access that our, like, say, personal devices often have to corporate data. So if you have your corporate email on your phone and just, you know, how you think through your passwords and timeouts, et cetera. What role, as companies seek to, you know, meet their requirements for regulations, you know, can you share anything about how, you know, your training and cybersecurity training in general helps, you know, as regulations evolve and it's always happening, how is the training helping companies do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have some good examples from clients that they apply the Hacker Rangers in this way that I just explained, in a gamified way with seasons and so on. And they get a lot of reports from the season showing that the completion of our activities are very high. So this contributes for a good posture in terms of maturity level for the security awareness program. So PCI, for example, we have clients that has PCI requirement, and there is specific stocks related to cybersecurity awareness training that they need to roll out internally for their employees. And as soon as you complete a season with Hacker Rangers, for example, we can extract a lot of reports and KPI showing not only the course completion, but also behaviors that the end users are starting to make internally that will help the company to protect data at the end of the day. And also, Bradley, I want to share with you one thing that is very special. In this way, people, they bring the information home. You know, they learn not only for the company perspective, but we try to give them in a way that they can share with their parents, their colleagues, their kids. And as scams and threats are very sophisticated each day, we are trying to keep our content very fresh as well. So this is the idea, not to be only in compliance, we do that, but also we want to make them more empowered people to fight the cybercrime.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Mosel. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Mosel is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mosel is more than an Apple MDM. Mosel is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mosel.com. That's business.mosyle.com. Thanks to Mosel for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Now, that's really, really good point. And I think the challenge here, too, and this is not, you know, when you think of like doing what's right by your customers and your employees, like focusing on security training is important. But there's some significant risks to not focusing on it. It's not just a we're seeking to do the right thing, but there's some strong legal risks there. Can you share anything about, you know, some of the, you know, by not staying in compliance, by not doing the right thing for your customer and your customer data, what sort of legal consequences could companies see?
Yeah, I can share with you, for example, GDPR and LGPD in Brazil, for example. It is a data protection law that has very high fines in terms of penalties for companies that they didn't comply to the regulation. And a specific topic related to cybersecurity awareness training is there. And if they don't show that they have kind of continuous education, because threats and scams are evolving all the time, they can be penalized. And normally, if they have, for example, a forensic report showing that the attack or the incident started with, for example, end user that just clicking a phishing email or responding to some urgent email from a manager, because we have a lot of inside the threats as well, they can be legally responsible for that loss of data, for example. So it's very important to make them aware that they need to comply to all these regulations, not only for this part of the process related to penalties and so on, but also to protect this data, they need to have the end user, the employer, more aware of all these type of scams that we have facing nowadays.
Well, yeah, I didn't even think about the amount of phishing scams going on right now. It seems like everybody, you know, your personal data has either gotten leaked in the last month or is going to be leaked in the next month. It just seems like it's continuous. You know, and the gamification that you all bring, I hate to say it, no one's excited about cybersecurity training. You know, it's like it's a necessary evil. Like you're trying to avoid the fear, you know, the problems that brings. So if you can gamify it, I think that makes it a lot more fun. You can kind of create some momentum and make it enjoyable. You know, when you think of trying to protect your data and your company and your customer data from breaches and security risks, what are some of the things that companies can do? You know, if someone's, you know, ready to start a program today, what are some of the things they can do, you know, to get started?
Yeah, I think the basic is to be closer to their end user, to help them to take out their doubts. Normally, the generic user, they don't have enough time. They don't like the topic because they have fear about all these threats. And sometimes they are annoyed by internal process from companies that just make phishing campaigns, for example, and they are trying to trick the end user to see if they click or not in that thing. We kind of try to make this in a different way. Okay, we also now launch one new feature, a new component from this program that is called Fish OS. That is a simulator program where the end user, the person, goes there in a safe place and they have a challenge requested by a hacker, Hinges, for example, to help him to identify if that email is a phishing or not. But not only it's a phishing or it's not a phishing. By the clues that he can see in the email, like the address is not correct, there is a lot of misspelling words, there's an urgent request for doing something that is very, very urgent. So there's a lot of things. We use NIST as our base, the NIST phishing scale. There's 23 possibilities, for example, for the end user to see that is a phishing email. So if he started to identify all these clues, he will receive more and more points. So this is one thing different that we are trying to put in place for companies, for example, to start to think differently in terms of how I can educate more and more people in all aspects of a possible threat and so on. So this is one possible action that I can do.
No, it's fantastic. And again, I think the key thing here, you know, as a takeaway for folks listening is cybersecurity training is a very much a necessary evil, but as you mentioned, the risk here of not doing anything could lead to, you know, not only loss of reputation for your company and your customers, but could lead to, you know, absolute bankruptcy because the fines and things along with that can be just devastating for a company. As we wrap up here, you know, what are some of the, again, this is October is cybersecurity awareness month. It doesn't matter if you're using, you know, Mac, PC, Linux, there are, you know, it's not just about, like, you know, known vulnerabilities in machines. There's just the social engineering aspect of cybersecurity training is absolutely the most important thing. You know, do you have any thoughts on, by rolling out a cybersecurity training program, does that keep it more top of mind for employees as they go about their day?
Oh, yeah, I think yes. I think it's very important for them to understand if a company is rolling out a program in cyber, it's very important not for only for the company to protect the data, but this will help them a lot in their activities personally. So I think the Cybersecurity Awareness Month is a perfect time, for example, to bring this more and more evidence for everyone. And we aim that we start a program with a lot of communications with them. We need to explain the reasons behind doing that kind of training. Their role, we need to empower them to understand that they are a hacker rangers, if I can use this word, okay? A ranger to fight against all this threat that we have. And he plays a very important role, and he can benefit from behavior more cybersecurity aware in all aspects. So if they receive an email, think a little bit, take more caution, take 1 or 2 minutes reading exactly if they don't know the sender, made an investigation. So there's a lot of tips that they need to, and behaviors that they need to start to make to be more cybersecurity aware.
Marcelo, thanks for coming on the show. We're going to put a link to Hacker Rangers in the show notes. Again, if you're looking for a cybersecurity, you know, training program for your employees, it's meant to be fun and it's meant to make it exciting again.
Yeah.
If you can make it exciting and keep it top of mind for people, that's absolutely critical. But thanks for coming on the show. And, you know, again, I think this is, if you don't have a formal program at your company, October is a great time to kick it off. For companies, it's generally not, you know, if you have a breach, it's when, and you want to be doing what you can to delay, you know, keep yourself as safe and secure. And that starts, not only is it important to harden your systems technically, but it's important to harden, you know, your employees' mindset that's, you know, cybersecurity and the, you know, avoiding phishing attacks is as much a mindset as it is putting the right things in place. So again, Marcelo, thanks for joining the show, and we will talk to everybody next time.